Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Timbisa Fukuda, political analyst at Africa Asia Dialogue. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
So when did it all go wrong in Tigray?
Well, it started when the TPLF, who used to control Ethiopia, political elite, retreated back into Mekele in Tigray after Abiy Ahmed promised that those who were involved in corruption and abuse of basic human rights were going to be called to account. And many of those, unfortunately, were members of the TPLF because they've been ruling Ethiopia for quite some time. And they retreated to to Tigray, where mm-hmm. most of them come from. And that's when the conflict started. In fact, in 2020, there were supposed to be elections, but those elections were postponed due to COVID-19. But the TPLF regional government insisted on going ahead with the elections. And those elections, were not recognized. And a couple of months later on, the positions of the Ethiopian National Defense Force were targeted by the members of the TPLF. And that was what led to the current conflict that we see at the moment in Tigray.
So for anyone who's not familiar with it, what is the conflict? Who are the parties at loggerheads?
The parties at loggerheads are TPLF, which is a regional party in the northern part of Ethiopia, mm-hmm. and they're fighting the government and the government forces, which are part of the Ethiopian National Defense Force. So you have a TPLF, which is like a regional party mm. who used to rule the coalition in Ethiopia that used to govern Ethiopia. Prime Minister Meles was part of the TPLF. So those are the old leadership of Ethiopia before Abiy Ahmed came to power. So most of them, their stronghold is in Tigray, which is a region in the northern part of Ethiopia, bordering Eritrea and Amhara region, and a little bit part of Sudan. So that's where it's located. Ethiopia is a federalism. So you have a federal regional government, self-controlling with certain limited powers. But what the TPLF has since been calling for, additional powers so that they can fully govern themselves in Tigray region. And this is what is currently creating problems. And the government of Abiy Ahmed refuses to accept that demand.
Is there a risk that this now spills over to the rest of Ethiopia, or is it likely to be contained in this northern area?
Yes, it has already spread over to some parts of Ethiopia, particularly the Amhara region. And there's also an inflow of refugees from Tigray into some parts of Sudan and Eritrea. So it has become more of rapidly becoming a civil conflict, because even Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has called on all Ethiopians to resist the advances of TPLF. So it has created some serious problems, but particularly with its neighbors, that is Sudan and Eritrea. It has invited them back into Ethiopia. Eritrea has always been on the side of, since the conflict started, that is, has been on the side of Abiy Ahmed. But before, they used to be in some sort of loose alliance with the TPLF while they were still fighting the government of Mengistu and all the other communists, socialist governments before. But now they've taken the sides of Abiy Ahmed. And Sudan, of course, it's at least for now, it's neutral in the conflict. But given the challenges of the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, where Sudan and Egypt are against the construction of a dam, I think we are likely to see Sudan also playing some sort of role in partnering with TPLF against the national government of Abiy Ahmed.
Right. So those are the external actors, which of course only add to the conflict. In terms of what you call in one of your articles, the role of deep state.
Yes, the deep state, the members of the TPLF who by and large used to control a large part of the economy in Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. They were also part of the army, and they ruled Ethiopia for some time. And that That's what I referred to as the deep state. And when they were kicked out of power by Abiy Ahmed, most of them resorted into fighting Abiy Ahmed because they had to come and account for corruption. There was a large-scale corruption in Ethiopia, as you know. Mm. And there's also been a violation of basic rights. Thousands of journalists were arrested in the past. I actually liken what's happening in Ethiopia to what's happening in South Africa, whereas in South Africa, fortunately, we had systems in place and democratic institutions to do the work for President Cyril Ramaphosa. In Ethiopia, in the absence of proper democratic institutions, Abiy Ahmed had no choice but to politically intervene in order for him to redress the past injustices and address issues of corruption. There are no institutions like we have here in this country where you have the commission of Zondo Commission and
the legal commissions.
So
we have independent judiciary as we do, yeah.
Totally, yes.
So that has been quite part of the problem. As he's trying to root this out, this has now become, this is almost the pushback towards it. Almost as you say, like the RET, if they had to have more power within South Africa.
Exactly. This is a pushback, but I think also as it tries to do certain things, there are also a lot of missteps. I mean, we had last week, for example, that some members of the United Nations agencies representing different agencies in Ethiopia were kicked out of Ethiopia. And our observers are saying, you know, once you start touching the United Nations, it's down spiral from there onwards. And Ethiopia is an important country because of the AU. You can't have a situation in Ethiopia which compromises safety and security because there are hundreds of African diplomats who are currently in Ethiopia. And if you're going to continue having this situation, chances are, even though Tigray is much, much more far away from Addis Ababa, but there is a likelihood that we might start having a situation spilling over into Addis, and that could create certain problems for the diplomats, African diplomats who are currently stationed in Addis Ababa.
And more than that, as Ethiopia and Addis Ababa in particular becomes a international hub, it has really become a transit point for a lot of Africa. And Ethiopia has done very well in developing that as a basis. A fear of instability or terrorism or whatever it would be, civil war, would really destroy a lot of what Ethiopia has built.
Oh yes, I mean, Ethiopian Airlines is doing very well. It's one of the main transfer airports. Many Africans who are traveling to different parts of the world go through Ethiopia. So if you threaten that stability, you are likely also to impact on the economic activity in that country. But most importantly, it has been, as you said earlier in your introduction, Abiy Ahmed received the Nobel Peace Prize because of his politics in Ethiopia. And it's sad that we find ourselves in a situation at the moment where the man who was the second after a very, very long time to receive Nobel Peace Prize has ended up involved in such a protracted conflict in his own country.